Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear Heavenly Father, O gracious Lord, we just come before you, Father God, as humble and broken as we know how, just saying thank you. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to go before your people and give such a right now word. I just ask, Father God, that you will bless each and every one of us, God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. God, I ask that you meet each and every person right where they are, and you minister, Lord God, to their hearts. I ask, Father God, that you will bless Pastor and myself, allow us to speak only what you would give us to speak. I ask that you would word our mouth, Lord God, allow our lips to be the clay, Father God, that you would use for this time. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So it has been 6 months. Amen.
Amen.
Since we've been on.
Long time.
Amen. But glory be to God.
Amen. Glad to see you. Where you been at for 6 months?
I've been right here with you. But I thank God that no amount of storms, trials, or setbacks will stop the word of God from coming forth. And when God's hand is truly on your life, he always gives you a season to refill. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So today's topic is envy, the fever, jealousy, the disease.
Wow.
Amen. Pretty good, right, Pastor? Amen. So before we actually get into that, I wanted to just read the scripture that God had given me. Galatians 5, 25 and 26, it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Now, the way God gave it to me, Pastor, is fever, a disease that causes an increase in body temperature. Jealousy is a disease of the emotions that infects most people. Envy is a feeling of discontent, resentful, desire to have a quality possession or other desirable qualities belonging to someone else. And envy starts by you comparing yourself to someone else and then becoming bitter because you don't have what they have. Envy denies your uniqueness before God. The Lord never, ever makes a clone. He only makes individuals. When you try to be someone else, whether it's preaching like someone else, leading like someone else, growing your church like someone else, you're denying the unique manner in which God made you. That's dangerous and very unwise. So, Pastor, what do you think about envy, the fever, jealousy, the disease?
Well, as I was listening to you give those definitions, the first thing that came to my mind is, where does all of this start?
Mm.
You know, what is it that put that notion or thought in your mind? To even go there. See, when God is not right in your life and you don't have God right, you're not secure in who you are in God.
Right.
You don't know who you are in God. It's very easy then to allow different types of thoughts.
Right.
And where do these negative and evil thoughts come from? It comes from the devil.
Amen.
So when you begin to entertain thoughts that is not of God, then you allow room for the devil to plant seeds. And this is what causes an imbalance in the temperature. It causes an imbalance in your heart. And whenever there is an imbalance in your heart or anything that is irregular, you have to do something about it. You have to do something to bring that heart rate back down to a normal place.
Yeah.
So whenever God is out of place, you have a lot of abnormal thoughts. You have a lot of abnormal thinking. You begin to look at things from the outside as being the problem, when really there is an inward issue.
Yes.
That needs to be addressed and dealt with. So you can't get mad at anybody.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. When you don't know who you are in God, you can't get mad and jealous or envious of other people who are dedicated,
that's right,
who have made up their mind to be devoted.
That's right.
to the things of God.
That's
so
right.
You first have to deal with the spirit of your own mind,
right,
and make sure that according to what 2 Corinthians in the 10th chapter talks about,
all right,
when it talks about, praise the Lord, I see you got the scriptures,
yes,
already there. I don't want to take over the whole show.
No, Pastor,
praise
please.
The Lord. But
no,
I just want to say that when you look at that, it lets us know that the weapons of our warfare is not,
yes,
carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds,
okay,
and imaginations,
mm,
those high things that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
That's right.
So every day we have to be making sure that we are taking thoughts that enter into our minds and inwardly bringing those things subject to the word of God. But the problem is that a lot of people don't have the word of God written on their what? Hearts. Praise the Lord. So when the word of God is not written on your heart, and when you are attacked spiritually in your mind, it causes the heart, praise the Lord, to beat irregularly, or it causes,
mm-hmm,
things to enter into your spirit that you don't have the power to bring subject to the word of God.
And you know what? I love everything which you just said. And please, this is our show. I may have started it, but I need it. You as
and
my
let's
cousin.
Say it's not a show. It's ministry. I just
amen.
Started saying that.
Amen.
I know we ain't,
yes,
showing out. I ain't here to show out.
Amen.
We are really to make sure that we share
minister.
The word of God. And
that's
minister.
Right.
So
amen.
We're not doing a show, but, you know, sometimes you just.
Amen.
You know,
yeah, but, you know, one of the things that I wanted to say was about that envy. You know, oftentimes if you're not careful, you'll start thinking something is wrong with you. At least that's what I did. I was wondering how come, you know, so many couldn't really hook up and deal with me and so forth. But one thing about truth and one thing about really standing for God, even if you're insecure about other things as a person and an individual, when you are secure about who you are and whose you are in God, it causes other people to be envious and jealous because they have not taken the same time to go before God and see who they are. And so what happens is we get jealous of our brothers and our sisters, and we get envious of our brothers and our sisters because we think they have something that we don't, or we wonder how come they have more than what we have. But we don't know everybody's story. We see the glory, but we don't know the story. See, we don't know what one has to go through, what God has allowed them to go through, the storms that they have to go through to obtain that anointing, to obtain whatever God has given them. And so we get jealous and envious because we see someone operating under the anointing in which God has given them. But what also kind of boggles my mind is when we say we are envious and discontent, we are basically saying, God, I don't really like the way you made me. I really don't like what you have given me. And we have to ask ourselves, what does God think and say about that? Because we don't want our children to be jealous and selfish over other siblings. We don't want our children to, you know, be thinking like, oh, you love or favor this one more. God doesn't do that. But God does give us according to our what, Pastor? He gives us according to our faith, right? A measure of our faith, right? So some people may have 10 talents and some may only have one, and that's only because what? God gives. And so we're looking at someone and we're trying to envy them and we're jealous of them. And I don't know if men are as much in this arena. I know men can be jealous and envious, but I see a whole lot of it more so with women, but I also see it in the house of God, in leadership. We feel like I can sing better than her. We feel like I can preach better than him, and I can do this better than that and that. And we are so much into I, we forget about God. We forget about what is the purpose of the calling and the anointing that we have. It is not for us. It's not for us to showboat. It's not for us to get glory, but it's so that God can get glorified. So if we are trying to compare and be envious and jealous, where is God being able to get glory from in that?
Well, God's going to get the glory any way you slice it. God is going to get God is not mocked by the things that, you know, that man chooses to do when he is not right with God. This is not something that is abnormal, really, to me. It's understanding what comes with the territory when you make up your mind to serve God. you have to understand that that with that territory, you know, there's going to be opposition. Jesus said, you know, as long as you are in this world, you know, you're going to have tribulation. He said, you're going to have, you're going to have folks that's going to come at you. You're going to have things that's going to come up in life. You're going to be spiritually tried as long as you are in this life. You're going to be spiritually tried just by being saved and living and dealing with the flesh. You know, sometimes you ain't even got to go outside of you to understand that there is always conflict. There is always something that you're going to have to suppress. The Bible lets us know that we have to crucify this flesh daily. There is always going to be a need to suppress. With that said, I said my thought is understanding where all this is coming from.
Yeah.
Understanding that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood.
That's right.
We're wrestling against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. If you take things or people allow themselves to get personal in things, it is going to deter you from what God has called you to do. Because when you get so caught up in what God calls you to do, you really lose focus on a whole lot of that small stuff and all of that foolishness.
Yes.
It comes with the territory. And we see this as when you don't deal with this spiritually first, that's the problem. The Bible lets us know to be spiritually minded is life, but to be carnal minded is death. And what really brings a lot of frustration and a lot of pain unnecessarily to a lot of saints is that we are not addressing this thing from the spirit.
That's right.
And when you address this thing from the spirit, you got to go back to the root of what caused original sin.
Mm.
What caused Eve to spiritually begin to entertain the things that was going on or that conversation that she just chose to take on with the devil? And then she began to then start to look at the tree that God told them not to eat of. She began now to consider things because of what she entertained in the spirit of her mind. That's where it first started. And then once that took root, and original sin came, and the fall of man came, and when God said, I'm going to put enmity between the seed of the woman and the devil, what happened? Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel. Now you're starting to see the natural result of spiritual disobedience.
Right
in the first family.
Yes.
Between brothers.
That's right.
And we have issues even among brothers and sisters within the body of Christ.
Mercy God.
Because we are not spiritually discerning.
And you know, I love that. I was also thinking about jealousy. Jealousy is really an emotion, and the word typically refers to the thoughts, like you were saying, the spiritual of your mind, and feelings of insecurity, fear, concern, anxiety. And what happens is we become jealous because we entertain so much. We compare ourselves to one another, but we never compare ourselves to Christ. If we all would just compare ourselves to Christ, none of us, we would all say, oh, ooh, I'm a mess. I got so much to do. But when we look at other persons, okay, you got a Lexus, I'm going to get a BMW. Okay, you got this church, I'm going to get a bigger church. Okay, you can preach like this, I'm going to preach like that. So we compare ourselves to our peers. We compare ourselves to one another. But if we would humble ourselves and compare ourselves to Christ, we would all see that none of us have arrived. We would all see that we all got a lot of work in progress to still do. We would all see that it was nothing but God that had saved us. But when we compare ourselves to other people, we look at the fact that my account may be bigger than yours. But one thing I am certain, when we all leave here one day, all our coffins are the same size. And so what we try to do is we compare ourselves to one another with what we can see in the natural, but we never have spiritual discernment to really understand what is going on in the spiritual realm, and that's where the enemy would like to try to come. If I can get the brothers and sisters in the house of God to be envious and jealous of one another, look at her, look at them shoes she got on, look at him, look at how he do, so we start entertaining things that we should not even entertain, and we in church. We are supposed to have our minds stayed fast on Christ. We are supposed to renew our mind daily on the Word of God. And so what happens is the reason we can entertain so many of this foolishness and nonsense is because we don't have God right like we should. Jealousy often consists of combinations of emotions such as anger, resentment, inadequacy, helplessness, and disgust. Jealousy always stems from egotism and selfishness. So we become jealous because we feel, ain't that something? We feel like somebody else got something that we should have. Why? Why should you feel? Why should you get? You have no idea what that person has to go through to get that anointing, to get them blessings, what they have to go to obtain it, and what God has them to have to still go through to keep it. And so we feel like if this person gets this, I should get that, and we're never content. We're never content in what we already have and what God has already given us.
That's right. And, you know, when you was talking about, you know, the egotism and selfishness,
yeah.
I thought about the father of that.
Oh.
And the father of that and the root of that is the devil.
That's right.
Ain't that what he did?
Yes.
He wanted to exalt his throne,
yes,
above the throne of God.
Yes.
And it was that spirit that he had, that spirit, that spirit that he wanted to lift himself up before God. That is the root. The Bible talks about it as rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft.
Yes.
So when you have a rebellious spirit, and you are operating under a demonic and a satanic principle.
That's right.
And so a lot of times when Jesus is not right,
come on,
when you don't understand what Jesus can, that's why he came humble as a lamb.
Mm.
That's why he came the way he did.
Yes.
Even though this is God in the flesh. Praise the Lord. This is God. He humbled himself to,
yes,
the cross. And whenever, you know, you're dealing with authority, there is a need for humility.
Yes.
And whenever you deal with God in the spirit, there's always the need to bring yourself down under.
Yes.
And so many times, jealousy, all these different types,
yes,
of emotions and envy, this stuff is it comes up out of a spirit of rebellion.
That's right.
You know, and the sad thing is you have a lot of Christians who have a form of godliness, but they have no power.
Right.
They deny the power,
right,
thereof because they are not subject to the authority of God.
Yeah.
And when you are subject to the authority of God, well, what does that look like? Well, that means that there is the ability to love. There is the ability to forgive. There is the ability to be able to not think of yourself more highly than you ought to.
That's
think,
right,
of yourself. You always want to bring yourself back down to a place of humility.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Because if Jesus did not come and do what he did, all of us was on our way to a dying,
ooh,
hell.
Thank you, God.
You understand what,
yes,
I'm saying? So we, in our thinking, in our mind, don't have no reason to think that we're greater or better than anybody.
That's right.
So when I realized that, you know, that God saved me.
Yes.
You know, that really means something to me.
Yes.
It causes me to not allow myself. It tells me now to be happy when my brother and my sister is elevated.
Come on.
Or when my brother and my,
yes,
sister is doing great things,
that's,
in,
right,
the kingdom of God. Why? Because I know we are many members.
But one body.
But we are one body.
And, you know, Pastor, I'm so glad you went there because that's what I wanted to say. We, you know, we don't even see how the enemy uses us in the body of Christ. With all the different denominations, with all the different, my church is this, my church is that, we are all supposed, I pray we all make it in. My prayer is that not just San Antonio, but Oklahoma and California, Alabama, any other place too. I want God to touch and lay and fall in that place too.
Yes.
And there's not a jealousy or envious. You know why? Because I've been content. I've had a little and I've had a lot. See, if you ain't never been poor, and then you don't understand when you have a little bit how you appreciate it. And if you ain't never been rich, then you don't understand because you've always been poor. But God has allowed me to be in both. And I have learned to be content because natural, tangible things, they will leave one day. But I am rich in myself. Spirit. I am rich because I took the time to really go before God to say, I know what men say, who I am and what my calling is, but God, what do you say? What do you have for me? What am I supposed to do? And Jesus came as a servant. I just want to put that out there. He came as a servant. Many of us get in these high roles and positions, and we feel like we have to look below. I still clean the church floors. Because that's where I started. Once you have humility in you, there's no jealousy and no you can't allow yourself to be envious. When I hear praise and testimonies come forth and somebody got a car and I'm still riding around in my same, I tell you what, it's reliable and it's what God gave me. And a few years ago when he gave me the same vehicle, I was testifying and happy and jumping. And so I'm still grateful now. But we can't even celebrate with our brothers and sisters when they get a promotion, when they get a blessing, because we are so consumed with our own unhappiness, and things don't make you happy. Even if you had, see, the thing about it is you don't want Evangelist White anointing. Because are you willing to go through with what Evangelist White had to go through? You don't want sister or brother so-and-so's anointing. Do you want to go through? See, we see the glory, but we don't know the story. We don't know the midnight hours. We just see some Christians become jealous of another who manifests God's blessings and directions. This is the case in Joseph and his own brothers. When God has given you what to do and how to say it, and we get jealous of that. We get jealous when you have a direct line and everything else. But it is God. It is not the individual. God just chooses to use that individual. And instead of us being jealous and envy, we should learn how to start embracing. Because God will give to you as well, but there's a humility that has to come forth. Right, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You was talking about Joseph and his brothers, you know, because of relationship that, you know, Joseph and his father had.
Mm.
And not only did God, amen, use Joseph in dreams, but,
yes.
You know, sometimes when people see how others gravitate to you,
it
causes folks to get mad. But you have to understand, praise the Lord, that that's based on that individual relationship. You know, when I think about this whole thing, when I'm thinking about and why I'm so appreciative of the body of Christ and what and the power that the body of Christ has, there's a lot of things that I don't want to do.
Come on.
But another brother or mother or another sister may have the gift or ministry to
That's
do it.
Right.
I don't get mad at the fact that that brother or that sister can do it well.
That's right.
But that is something that is needful for the body.
Need it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, somebody has to be an undertaker, got to be, has to go in there when a body is dies, and somebody has to prep that body. I don't have a ministry.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
To do that.
That's right.
You know, some people don't want to touch dead bodies.
But
somebody was given a ability and gift to do that.
That's right.
So I thank God for that brother.
Bless God.
I thank God for that sister.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So we all can. I don't have everything.
Mm.
I need you.
Come on.
I need my brothers and I need my sisters.
That's right.
But stir up the gifts that's within you.
That's right.
You know, stop trying to stir my gift up.
All right. Wait a minute. Listen, I just thought about something, Pastor. I ain't never heard my eyes say I wish I was the ear. Mm. I ain't never heard my hands say I wish I was the feet. They just work and bless of what God has given them.
That's right.
So why we in the house of God say, I wish I was this and I wish I was that? Why can't you just be content in what you are?
I know that's right, but I know one thing. My feet sure appreciate the hand when the feet is hurting.
All right.
And my hand got to go down and rub my feet. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
So my feet be saying, I thank God that you some hands because I could not rub myself
way
you rubbing me.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. So if I get that concept and understand that if I have a spirit of servitude to the body of Christ, when you hurting, there might be some places that you can't get to that I can.
That's right.
Because you are in a position and a place. If we can get to thinking that way about the body of Christ, jealousy and envy will not be able to creep in and destroy what God has put together.
And I love that because it's not just in the body of Christ, it's in families. We allow jealousy and envy to even come into families. And it's still going on now. And the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants division. So when we're thinking that, we're keeping our distance and we're not dealing or whatever, the devil is the only one that's happy. Because whether or not we like it, some of the prayers that we have prayed and asked God for, the reason they haven't been released is because they're locked up in the very one that you call yourself distancing yourself from. We never know what God has placed inside of an individual. We never know. And time is winding down. I want to say this before we are closing. It took us a while to get back on due to just a lot of things going on. One that I wanted to share with was that my mother passed away suddenly 4 months ago. And that is why it's so important for me now to not only make wrong rights, but even when people cause themselves to still be jealous and envious, tomorrow was not promised to any of us. We don't know when our time is gone. And we allow the most smallest, minute, foolish things to keep us away from loved ones. I never understood the concept of giving people flowers at their funerals when they're already dead and they can't see them and appreciate. You need to learn how to give people their flowers now. We need to learn how to let go of jealousy and anger and resentment and bitterness, because it causes us not to be able to be fully used in the capacity that God would have us. That's in the natural and the spirit. If we can all just learn to get together, we have so many different things about us that are unique. Everybody has something different to offer. And if we would learn to embrace and appreciate instead of whispering and backbiting and just being jealous for no reason, that's the reason why many of us are in this situation. We're jealous and envious, is because God knew he couldn't trust you with certain things. Look at how you are already behaving with just the very little that he's given you. So we don't need to be envious and jealous of our brothers and sisters. We need to learn more how to pray and intercede instead of talking. Amen?
Amen.
Did you have anything else, Pastor? Well, I thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. We pray that we have said something that has touched you. We pray that God's word has blessed you. I do have one scripture, 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. It says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." We need to learn how to compare ourselves to Jesus. If we compare ourselves to Jesus and not our brothers and sisters in Christ, there wouldn't be so much jealousy and envious. I just pray that this word was able to touch you all. I pray if nobody else tells you today, God loves you and so do we. I am Evangelist White.
Pastor White.
And we are signing out. God bless.